his will. I'm
but you guys to remember this here, too. That I'm going to open it in the name of Allah, God, who came to prison to ask Allah, Jesus, Muhammad, in the name of Allah, the greatest prophet, Muhammad, in the name of Allah, the name of Allah, the name of Allah, Muhammad, the devil, the who, and Allah, Muhammad, link him to the degree of the Creator's master plan of the year of Allah, the host, which is Master Wallace, the Quran, Muhammad, and his lesson in the most honorable eyes of Muhammad, in this day and time, through the remote controlled unit, in the January 1994, answer your Muhammad, Master J-Man.
Yes, sir. Shalom wa alaikum salam to the degree of the Creator's master plan of the year of our Lord and host, January 30th, 1994.
Okay. Going deeper into the thing of the Master J and the man who the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad has spoke of, and the one the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad spoke of in message to the black man about the one who has yet to be made known, has yet to be revealed to the world, where Solomon's trying to steal all the affections of the peoples, which is none other than him telling about Roy Dean Muhammad, what he was going to do, and about what he had wrote that this man has to wait out his turn. He's not talking about Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad, that this other Allah would have to wait out his turn until that then when his turn comes, all power would be ordered into his place. That's the fulfillment of the part of the prophecy in the revelation where it told that person in the northwest, come up hither. Who can prove anything that I say is a lie? Or with a statement that's the same statement that the Most Honorable Muhammad made, that's the same person. Say, come up hither. Who can break the seal on the book and everything? Or who can prove anything that I say a lie? I can give you $25,000 out of the best pocket of my father's or whatever. This is the same person in the revelations that make that statement. So that person in the northwest corner who was made to come up and take the book, you know, you don't make Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad come up.
Yes, sir.
Don't make the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad come up.
Yes, sir.
They're the scientists. They're the 20 and 4 elders.
Yes,
so who is this person that these elders extracted their power upon and put their spirit into and made come up and take this book? Do you understand what I'm saying? You know that it's not talking about Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad.
Yes,
they know they ain't talking about the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Then when that person came up and took that book, then all power was ordered. If you read there, you'll see where all power was ordered into his place. That's the same.
Most Honorable
Elijah Muhammad say, when that person, he has to wheel out his turn.
Sir.
Yes?
I have to check my tape to be sure that I'm not taping over. Excuse me, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I was doing that. Taped over some of yesterday. Just a minute.
Well, in the first place, is they probably have more than one tape going, so the
yes,
one that's
sir, but I understand yes, that, but I cannot always get a copy right away, and I have to go back and forth. It's all right. It was only just a few minutes. Our praises to Allah, God, and the person of Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad, the Messenger of Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, that he had brought that to my attention right then and right there. Yes, sir. Okay, we can continue. I'm taking notes also as we go. Thank you, sir.
Well, okay, well, I'm still going to say this, and I'm
yes,
going to say this on this tape here, this recording.
Yes,
the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, in the Nation of Islam, when the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad was teaching, and the secretaries was writing, or one was sleeping, or one of the secretaries said, wait a minute, my pencil broke. Well, Allah God and the President, the Master Brother, Chief Elijah Muhammad, made that pencil break. So therefore, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is not going to stop his teachings. Just because that person's tape broke, or just because it had some writings there, and it was out, they would have to write what he was saying, they would have had to write over that. Well, that's her point. That's on her.
Yes, sir.
That's not on the main body.
Yes, sir.
Understand? It's not for her to tell him, well, wait a minute, just a minute, I can't get no tape because of this, or I can't get no writing. That's not about God and the person of the Master of the Father, Mama, and it's less than the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad's concern at that particular moment.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So if you can't get no tape or something, then you should make sure yourself that yours is working right before you even get to this point.
Yes, sir.
And for you say, well, hold it.
Yes, sir.
Then you're trying to say that you're telling Allah God in the person of the Master of Allah, Stephen Allah Muhammad, and his message of the Most Honorable Allah Muhammad, hold it right there.
Yes, sir.
You might don't think it means that, but that's what it means.
Yes, sir.
And that would be a total disrespect. I told you when the Most Honorable Allah Muhammad used to be teaching on the pulpit or teaching on the rostrum, and somebody tried to interrupt it, that'd be the last time that person that is the Nation of Islam tried to interrupt the Most Honorable Allah Muhammad when the Most Honorable Allah Muhammad is on the pulpit.
Yes, sir.
That don't work.
Yes, sir.
They're taught when the elect fruit is up there, they're even taught that they're not even supposed to move their hands when you're up there, except when they're supposed to change posts. If you move your hands, all the other brothers would attack you immediately.
Yes, sir.
You do not move around the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You do not make no moves that you're not supposed to be made. It's like I told you, there was brothers, they were standing on posts one time, so Allah God and the President of Master Wallace, Deep Farad Muhammad, caused a fly to go around this brother that was standing. standing on post. He was about three over from the messenger, and this fly was just irritating his nose, you know, as he was standing there on post. And he went the mole to knock the fly from the front of his face. The next thing he knew, he was up in the air, and the brother was fixing to drop him and break his back over their knee.
Yes, sir.
But the Most Honorable Black Mother said, hold it, and the brother snapped back up into place. But that was to show that, look, yeah, Allah God and the person of the Master, you don't move even if a fly is there.
Yes, sir.
That's a no-no. You don't make no certain moves like that.
Yes, sir.
All things are due to Allah, God, and the prison master, while the sleep of Allah, Muhammad, especially to the messenger of the Muslim. You put security on top of security, on top of security, on top of security. That was a display to show something to the people.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Too much at stake here for foolishness for a person to say, well, hold it, you can't think indiscriminately, but I can't get no tape or copies or anything. You don't think like that.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's on me because I should make sure I have my stuff ready.
Yes, sir.
I don't care what, I should make sure I have my stuff ready. And it shouldn't be for nobody else to be responsible in the position that I am, for someone else to be responsible for me to get something when it's my responsibility myself.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
I could not keep pulling, trying to overrule Master Wallace Deepalam, I'm in this message of the Muslim, I'm going to try to pull punches just so you did. I'm trying to fight Allah.
Yes, sir.
And the person of Master Wallace Deepalam, I'm in this message of the Muslim, I'm in this message of the Muslim, and that's no good. I'm never trying to fight Allah, God. And the person of Master Wallace Deepalam, I'm in this message of the Muslim, I'm coming for you.
Yes, sir.
But nobody else.
Yes, sir.
about remember, Elijah told us this while he was there.
Yes, sir.
The messenger, the Messiah of Elijah Prophet, told us these things. But now we know. That's where, isn't that where the disciples say, now we know that he is who he is, and that he has become one with the Father now.
Yes, sir.
Because they had went a little and had went back to sleep.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So that person over in the northwest corner is none other than but the most honorable Elijah Wallace. Then she saw back and forth to him. She said, I'm that person. Then he says that, Master Wallace, he said, Muhammad, you know, leave it in a way like, almost like you could be saying that. Because it had to cover that whole field of that type of teaching in the first place when that one would come.
Yes, sir.
And they had to keep that identity of that one hidden.
Yes, sir.
The most honorable Elijah Wallace says, he had to wait out his turn. Because he loved the people so much, he tried to wait for the salvation of the people before time, and they would recognize him. And when the devil still had power, he has the right to kill him.
Yes, sir.
So that's why the most honorable Elijah Prophet said he has to wait out his turn. So moves had to be made to make him wait out his turn. Now, what is meant by he was trying to wait for the salvation of his peoples before time? It meant the supreme wisdom of Islam that was given to him and all that knowledge, he was trying to work it and move it, and it was moving, and people were going to be able to recognize him through that. So the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad had to kill that knowledge off.
Yes, sir.
And say, listen, a meeting on Mars. Say, who is the writer of this supreme wisdom? But at the same time, he had to leave that Master J, security on top of security, that person that would be under the J, the one that was under the J cat, never among the nuts, had to leave him away that he could wiggle through there and break the science down to his believers, because he knew that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad knew that he was filling the believers' mind.
Yes, sir.
So that no one could break that science down except that particular one, Master J.
Yes, sir.
Because the believers don't see in the proper context. The Most Honorable Muhammad say they just don't see right. And Master Balaji Muhammad told the Most Honorable Muhammad, look, I'm not here to teach you to make them a knower. I'm here to teach you to make them a believer. And so you tell them that they are believers, and just let them know that they don't know a darn thing by making the statement. Just because you believe something, don't make it be the truth.
That's right, yes.
Just because
that's
you believe an airplane is on the outside of the doorstep doesn't mean it's out there.
Yes, sir.
That's the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad telling them to their face, you people are just believers. You don't know nothing yet.
Yes, sir.
They can't come to out of that darkness over there in that field and say that, oh, we know this. Most of the Most Honorable Elijah didn't say that you are knowers. Most of the Most Honorable Elijah told them that you are unbelievers.
Yes, sir.
And you are on the believer level.
Yes, sir.
So when Master J comes and Master J speaks, he will lead you into all truth.
Yes, sir.
The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, I cannot do this right now.
Yes, sir.
That's not my job. My job is just to make you believe it, just to deliver this knowledge to you right here.
Yes, sir.
It wasn't up for him to make you believe it or accept it or reject it.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But the believers who thought that they saw or think that they see has pushed it to its boundaries, and you hear them make the statement that they are knowers. I know the Most Honorable. How do you know? If you know, you say that you are a knower, then you're saying that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is a liar, because he said that you are not a knower.
Yes, sir.
You are believers. So they have to turn, as the Bible in the point told, they have to turn and remember their first love, because they have went astray from their first love. They don't even know. No, we haven't went astray from their first love. I will guarantee you that they're trying to love Farrakhan Joshua more than they love Moses.
Yes, sir.
More than they love the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
And if you read the holy books, you will see that this is what the people did.
Oh, yes, sir.
They constantly was going from worshiping this to worshiping that and forgetting about Moses.
Yes, sir. Allah God and first Master Wallace Defiant Muhammad, Master the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I had to laugh on that because it was before Allah God and first Master Wallace Defiant Muhammad, Master the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the teaching of the Most Controlling to Master J, had me reflecting on the book of Job and the different books. And now I've been reflecting on Moses, and here you come with Moses, and that just tickled me. So.
That's because that's a lot of God in the prison of Master Brother Stephen Brown Mumbling, and that's the most honorable Mumbling, making you know that, hey, we're right on time.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That he is listening in on our thoughts.
Yes, sir. I thank Allah for that, too, because last night I was going to write some questions down for you this morning. It's just things that I'm not understanding. I don't know.